two great remixes that French artist Philippe Laurent did of that track from Dylan Willoughby's just released, it's only been out about a week, his debut album called Lost in the Stars. And if you want to get hold of Philippe's remixes, you can check it out on SoundCloud. You're on Curved Radio as we broadcast live around Australia via the Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes.
Thank you.
I just love that woman's work. That's Clotilde, who is going to be doing some curvy duties later on this morning. Clotilde usually talks to us from Paris, but this week she's going to be talking to us from New York, where she's off to spend a month before she heads back to Paris to perform at... Oh, wow, what's that festival? She's performing at a huge festival in France. We'll tell you about that later. Also have coming up on the program today, on this 270th edition of Curved Radio, Mr. K is going to be back presenting some more tracks from Curved social media followers like Brisbane's supergroup Silver Circus, some fab machine pop from Neon Electro Music, Gary Wright remixed by Machine Brent via the Plonk label, and out of Melbourne, Australia, some new sounds from Curvy Faves, The Cactus Channel, with Sam Cromick, out via our friends at Hope Street Recordings. I've got some other goodies lined up, but most importantly of all, we have the fabulous Aku Kadogo up very, very soon. And she's got some absolutely yummy tracks once again, so don't touch that dial. Don't you go anywhere, because up real soon is Aku speaking to us from Atlanta in Georgia.
Niño, vente conmigo, escúchame, te cuento una cosa.
Funny little track, isn't it, by a band called Guts, real name Fabrice Henry, who comes from France, and he's sort of worked with all sorts of people. He has a total of something like 5 albums out, and he's worked with people like the Sages, Poets of the Street, and De La Soul. And that little track is just called Guts. That's his nickname, apparently, Gutsy, and very gutsy. We're going to have, I think we're going to have Aku Kadogo coming up very soon. Are you there, Aku? No, this is tragedy. Okay, we're going to try and get Aku Kadogo on the line from Atlanta, Georgia, right after this little track from Sunlux, who, if you love Sunlux and you want to support his music for the next 4 years, all proceeds from his Bandcamp sales of his debut album, At War With Walls and Mazes, as well as another debut EP, which you can find out more about if you go to the site. All the proceeds from the sales of those albums will be going to benefit the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union.
Truth.
Sunlux, a track called Dangerous. And you are on Curved Radio as we broadcast live around Australia via the Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes right around the globe, including Atlanta, Georgia, where the fabulous Aku Kadogo is. How are you,
girl? Good morning, Gail, from us over here on this side of the world where the sun is shining brightly.
Oh, how beautiful, beautiful.
And it's spring also, so I have to add it is just mightily beautiful. This city goes into absolute delirious bloom.
Peach trees,
dogwood trees, magnolia trees, they're all bursting at the seams. It's very, very beautiful.
Ooh.
Well, and full of pollen.
And yes. Full of pollen. You don't suffer from any allergies, do you?
I don't, but a lot of people do, and yeah. Your car turns really yellow. So
okay.
But yeah.
But beautiful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And beautiful. Your music's always beautiful, of course. Another smashing set you've got lined up for us.
Oh, what the ears can hear in a month. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, surfing around where I surf around and where I go and what I listen to. I just have found what I think are some beauties. Two veterans, one living, one passed away into the ancestral lands. And then a sound from the ATL itself. So, you know, because we are a mecca of music and entertainment here. It's a really thriving city for that.
And what's the ATL? Is that sort of...
That's the acronym. That's the Atlanta. That's what's on your... When you fly, ATL.
Ah, okay.
So because we live in the ATL and we're AT-aliens.
I love it.
That was, Big Boy and Andre 3000 from Outkast. I think they have a whole song called AT-Aliens.
Ah.
AT-Aliens, yes.
Oh, okay. I've learned something.
Oh, yes. Well, I found that out when I moved here as well. So now I'm one as well. So.
You're an AT-Alien, Archicadogo.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, they better watch out.
That's exactly right.
So your first track, I just love it all.
Yes, the first track. So, I mean, talk about aliens, talk about... This is from the wondrous Kilan Filkoran, who is the father of all those beautiful brothers that play in the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble who've been to Australia on a number of occasions. I know that. And I actually got to see them at the Atlanta Jazz Festival last year. Filkoran used to play with Sun Ra.
Oh, wow. Impressed.
Yes, used to play with Sun Ra. And, but he's gone on to create his own music, his own legacy, and his own theories about music. And a lot of his music has to do with high vibration. So that being said, this particular track was actually, in fact, it comes from 1993, if you can believe. I downloaded the entire CD, and the entire CD is sublime.
Mm-hmm.
It is sublime, and Filkoran is on harp. There are two harps, there are two basses. It's unreal, the sound. But what this particular CD was dedicated to Sun Ra when he passed away in 1993. So it says, channeling the spirit of his cosmic brother, Quran brings us closer to enlightenment through eight sublime songs glowing with reverent spirit and positive utopian energies. Utterly amazing stuff for your soul. So with that being said, our first track from the CD African Skies by Kilan Filkoran and Legacy, we're going to listen to Kilimanjaro.
Thank you.
accurate. It may have been made in 1993, but it sounds like exactly the sort of music that we need today.
Now more than ever.
Yep.
So beautiful, this track. Just like I said, the entire CD itself, African Skies by Kilan Phil Koran and Legacy. Just, it is sublime. It's really something worth listening to and finding and tracking down. Really, just, and complex. It's complex music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's complex. So that's where we're starting today with him. And
wow, where do you go from
music.
There?
Wow, that's right. Where do you go from there? So I was riding in my car. I like riding in my car. And a track came on by the late Eddie Jefferson. And now, for people who lived in New York in the 70s, and I think it was Eddie Jefferson. It was a radio station, WLIB, that used to play Eddie Jefferson singing, "There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go." And so I became familiar with the singing when I was a kid, basically. But I heard this track one night, and, you know, when I was at the red light, I get my Shazam out and go, "Oh, who's this?" And it's Eddie Jefferson. But it's Eddie Jefferson singing an Eddie Harris song. So Eddie Harris, you know, is a very well-known jazz musician, I believe saxophonist. And it's, again, the music is so full of swing. And this track comes from the 70s. It was just prior to his passing, which I believe he passed in 78 or something. But it is called Freedom Jazz Dance. But just listen to the skill in his voice and how he scats around he uses his voice as an instrument. And it's just beautiful. So let's have a listen to Freedom Jazz Dance.
First you put your feet together, then you do a little walk. You dance around and then you have a little talk. You take her and you groove her, now you both are getting down, and then you're strutting home together, double bumping all around. Hip! Freedom Jazz Dance is here. Freedom Jazz Dance. Now the tune is really funky and the band is out of sight. This was composed by Eddie Harris late one night. He took it and he moved it and he grooved it, then his blues and he was feeling mighty free, and that's the way it ought to be. Hip! Freedom Jazz Dance is here. The Freedom Jazz So I'll leave it up to you. The person as the rhythm tells you what to do. And you will feel the same, you do some steps you never knew. Why don't you try and dance with rhythm? It's the greatest thing to do, yeah. Freedom Jazz Dance, ah. Freedom Jazz Dance. It's a new mind-bending rhythm, you don't need no LSD. It sends you through some changes unpredictably. When you get the feeling good, it makes you want to shout. It's the greatest jazz rhythm. It's all it's all about. Yeah. Freedom jazz dance is love. Freedom jazz dance, ah. Freedom jazz dance is this. Freedom jazz dance. Freedom jazz dance. Freedom jazz dance. Freedom jazz dance. Freedom jazz dance is love. Freedom jazz dance. Freedom jazz dance. Freedom jazz dance. Freedom jazz dance.
I just tweaked, Darko. How long have you been doing this program for? 5 years or something?
5 years in June.
Five years in June. And I've just tweaked. No wonder the music's always up and fabulous and moving, because you're a choreographer, of course. I forgot about that. And you're a dancer.
Of course. That would account for something with that music, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would swing it to get your legs moving too.
You have just bathed the whole curvy zone in sunshine from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, and I haven't finished yet. Yes, so that was Eddie Jefferson, Freedom Jazz Dance, and it's an Eddie Harris track, and just, I think it was on his last recording that he did, and what a way to go. How about that? So skillful and soulful and swinging.
Beautiful. Yeah. Look, usually we yak away while the tracks are on, but today I haven't wanted to too much. And that track, I didn't even want to talk to you. And I love you to pieces.
Well, we haven't finished. So the last track that we're going to do is to bring it up to now. Bring it up to now, to today. And this is a band that I discovered recently called the Dangerfield Newbies, and they're out of Atlanta.
Mm.
But the interesting thing about this particular track, it's mixed by someone I've actually worked with here. His name is Kai Alsay. He's a really important scholar DJ here in the house music scene in Atlanta. So this is his mix of the Dangerfield Newbies, and when I heard this track, I really was like, oh my gosh. I couldn't keep still. It's just beautiful and soulful and now current. So we've done, you know, Phil Caron, who is still living. I believe he's in his 90s now. Eddie Jefferson, veteran. And now where we are with the music today and right here in Atlanta, the Dangerfield Newbies with What Am I Here For? And this is Kai Alsay's mix.
Rhymes. What's to read? change my time. Destiny is on my mind. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Do what you got in your hands. I'm trying to fight the good fight, yeah. I'm trying to conquer lands.
Yes, the Dangerfield Newbies. And that set came from Aku Kodogo. And if you want to find out more about those tracks, if you'd like to check out our Facebook page, I'm sure Mr. K has put all those links up for you. And Aku is just about to head off to the Venice Biennale, I did hear, where she's going to be going to support Tracy Moffat. She's part of her and Tracy sort of hung out a lot when they were younger, and so she's heading over there because Tracy Moffat will be the sole artist exhibiting in the Australian Pavilion at the Venice Biennale. Very nice. And we might try and contact Aku while she's in Italy. We may get her, we may not. We don't know how the time's going to line up, but we shall have a go. You are on Curved Radio as we broadcast live around Australia via the Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes. And now we're going to go from Let Fabulous Up Music to a track from I was very excited to hear about this during the week. Anita Franco has a new EP out called Play God, which centres around studio and live versions of the reproductive rights anthem Play God. And the first single from the album, it's called Binary, will be available for a pre-order now via Pledge Music. The EP also includes 2016 live recordings of a few songs, and very, very political, as we know from Annie's past work. We're going to play a little track that emphasises a little the importance of political resistance and also the damage that can happen from racism. This is Annie DeFranco. A track called Subdivision.
White people are so scared of black people. They bulldoze out to the country, put up houses on little loop-de-loop streets, and America got its heart cut right out of its chest. And the Berlin Wall still runs down Main Street, separating east side from west. And nothing is stirring up, even a mouse in the boarded up stores and the broken down houses. So they hang cut off the banners off all the street lamps just to prove they got no manners, no mercy and no sense. And I'm wondering what it will take for my city to rise. First we admit our mistakes, then we open our eyes. The ghosts of old buildings are haunting parking lots in the city of good neighbors that history forgot. First time I saw someone lying on the cold street, I thought, I can't just walk past here, this can't just be true. But I learned by example to just keep moving my feet. It's amazing the things that we all learn to do. So we're led by denial, like lambs to the slaughter, serving empires of style, carbonated sugar water in the old farm roads of four lane. Leads to the mall, and our dreams are all guillotines waiting to fall. And I'm wondering what it will take for my country to rise. First we admit our mistakes, then we open our eyes. Or nature succumbs to one last dumb decision, and America, the beautiful, is just one big subdivision. Thank you.
Gianni DeFranco, and as I mentioned, it's a new EP called Play God. It centers around studio and live versions of the reproductive rights anthem, Play God. And if you do want to get hold of a copy, you can pre-order it. It's called Binary, and you go to Pledge Music, and you can pre-order it there. But if you'd like to get hold of that lovely little acoustic sort of EP that's out, if you go to a page called Noise Trade, it's a website that has all sorts of great artists who put their music up, and if you are unemployed or you don't have a lot of money, you can actually pay as much as you want to pay, or pay nothing if you have no money, because the idea is to share the music. So go and check out Noise Trade and Annie DeFranco there, and you can download that EP if you want to, and you can even support Annie DeFranco by paying for the EP as well. We've got Mr. K coming up fairly soon with some social media tracks to take us closer to that. This is a band we played a couple of weeks ago now. It's a new album out on the ARC record label in the UK, which is a label that plays world music, or, for want of a better word, I hate that term, but anyway, music from all over the world. This is, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Joji Hiroto. He's a composer. He's a Japanese taiko drummer. He's a multi-percussionist. He's a shakuhachi player, and he's a singer. He's been going for about 30 years. So he's got something like 16 albums out, and I could probably go on and on and on, but I won't. I'll play you his music instead.
Thank you.
Yoji Hirato and the London Taiko Drummers. In the Sidewalk Collective, it's an electronic group featuring vocals by Patti Smith and percussion by her daughter, Jessie. Here they use field recordings from Ibiza to rework the poetry of Nico. Smith, poem about the killer road in Ibiza, where Nico had a bicycle accident and on her way to buy marijuana, apparently, it is said, and after the accident she actually died of a massive brain hemorrhage, and that track is dedicated to Nico. And the actual sounds, the sound people actually went to Ibiza to get the right sounds to go with that soundtrack. And Patti Smith, of course, and Nico had a very long relationship. I mean, it was Patti Smith who apparently rescued the harmonium that Nico was very famous for as well, from a pawn shop in 1978 and gave it to Nico. You are on the curve. And I have Mr. K up next. Take us there. Let's just hop on the Autobahn. You ready, Mr. Coconut? Send your coconut.
Thank you.
Senor Coconut. We love Senor Coconut, introduced to us by one of the original Curvies, Michael Kester, in Berlin. And the Trans-Europe Express, of course, took us straight to Mr. K.
Hello, Gail.
Hello, Mr. K.
Very apt, as we kind of move into a little bit of machine pop in the middle of this set.
Very nice, very nice. We're cycling together, Mr. K.
We are, we are. pardon me. Well, let's get into it, because there's three fabulous tracks from some of our social media followers in the set this week. And first up, we have a supergroup from my neck of the woods, Silver Circus. And I say supergroup, Gail, because Silver Circus now are a very popular mainstay on the Brisbane music and theatre scene. And it's a very large ensemble of musicians. Each of them is a stunner in their own right. And they've been this musical entity for the past 10 years or so, based around two core performers, vocalist and songwriter Lucinda Shaw and James Lees, chiefly on percussion. These two of the core lead some musical wizardry with accompanying violin, cello, keys, bass, guitar and added percussion. Often in live mode, though, they'll also draw on members of Brisbane's musical community for choir duties. So quite often you can get on stage a very large band or a mini orchestra, as I like to think of Silver Circus, especially given the range of sonic colours and moods and such diverse instrumentation and the sophisticated arrangement and detailed presentation which is brought to every single performance. Last year, they released their second full-length album called Incarnadine, which was recorded over 3 years, produced by Silver Circus member James Lees and noted Australian producer Lachlan Magoo-Gould. And it's a sprawling, on vinyl anyway, over two albums, ambitious masterwork, which captures perfectly the stunning musicality and theatricality that lives in the DNA of this marvellous ensemble. Describing Incarnadine a few weeks ago to a friend who is, like me, a huge admirer of this band, I called it kind of like neo-prog, which after dealing with a raised eyebrow, I got the thumbs up, so that was good. The songs are generally long, certainly by pop standards, most more than 6 minutes, one clocks in at 10. And the incredible title track, Incarnadine, takes up one whole album side, coming in at 16 minutes. We should do a feature on that one night, Gail. It's fabulous. And this album is certainly not pop. Silver Circus have been revisiting their entire repertoire in a series of sold-out performances in Brisbane recently, where they've been remaking and remodelling these compositions to stunning effect with their final performance, their reimagining of the Incarnadine album, happening in a couple of weeks. If you're after a ticket, Curvy, sorry, but like most Silver Circus performances, this one sold out too. The song I've chosen from Incarnadine for today is a live favourite called The Paper Trees.
Willows far beneath her. of sympathy on dreams of Ophelia and all the other weeping girls. Mr. Fish and all the
Circus, Mr. K.
Pretty fabulous, hey?
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. And if you like that, the core of Silver Circus, which is pretty much most of the band, over the years they do theatrical productions which are produced beautifully, absolutely beautifully by James Lees, who also runs a production event company called Electric Moon here in Brisbane. And they've performed the Velvet Underground and Nico's album to sold-out performances at the Powerhouse, Lou Reed's Transformer at Queensland Performing Arts Centre and the Powerhouse, again, both sold out. They've sold out four or five performances of their performance of The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, Bowie's album, but up here and also down south. And coming up as part of the Brisbane Cabaret Jazz Festival, their Silver Circus plus a host of guest singers from theatre around here in Brisbane and in Melbourne, Sandra Collery, Lisa Crawley, Josh DeVita, Betham Elsmore, Daniel Hack, S.S. Sebastian, Lucinda Shaw, of course, from Silver Circus, and the amazing Alison St. Ledger, are producing a show called In the Warm Room, and it focuses on the first three Kate Bush albums. It's going to be stunning. The first show has completely sold out, and the second one is well on its way selling out. That's around Friday, the 9th of June here in Brisbane, and I'll put links up on the Curve Radio Facebook page. But as I've been to every performance of these kind of combined productions, the production value is just stunning, and it's a mini orchestra. So I think the presentation of the three Capelish albums is just going to be superb. So I'm really, really looking forward to that one. Okay, next we have a new release from Curvy Fave Neon, a.k.a. Gary Wright, who, Gail, you spoke to last year about all things Kraftwerk, Machine Pop, and the Swedish-based Plonk label community of electro musicians, which he's part of. Neon, who is based in the UK, has been making some fabulous blippy-bloppy Kraftwerk-inspired music for years now, and this must be his third or fourth proper release he's put up on Bandcamp as part of the Plonk crew. And it's the third or fourth time we featured him in this spot because he comes up with some fabulous tracks. Neon called upon Plonk stablemates Kretz, Kevin Lux, Unison Lab and Machine Brent to have a go at remixing his track Man-Made Machine, and it's Machine Brent's remix that we're going to spin today. Machine Brent brings a very, very cool electro, almost Latin kick to Man-Made Machine, which has had me chair dancing and twiddling my tootsies all week. So it's fabulous. So, Curvies, get ready to get down with the Machine Brent remix of Neon's Man-Made Machine.
Devices. Politics. Consumer. Driven. Society. Man. Made. Machine. Man. Made.
Man-made machine.
Kicking remix. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic. I love it. I love it. Well, all the remixes from the Plonk crew are great of that particular track, but that one just has a little bit of an oomph, and I really, really like it. If you like the sound of that, check out our Curve Radio Facebook page, because the Plonk label have put out three fantastic compilations called We Are Machine Pop. And, yes, they're all available via Bandcamp, as is that one. And if you have a listen to the artists on the Plonk label, very, very exciting electronic work. Finally, Melbourne's moody alternative instrumental soul jazzsters and favourites of this spot on the curve, the Cactus Channel, have teamed up with vocalist of pop bands, Ballpark Music and my own pet radio, Sam Cromack, for a forthcoming 6-track EP out next week. From the 2 tracks that have seen the light of day so far and that I've heard, this collaboration marks a definite shift for both the band and Sam Cromack. There's still the understated swagger of Golden Soul era recordings coming out of the Stax label from the Cactus Channel, but there's a gentle but disarming dark pop, kind of pop sensibility with Sam Cromack's vocal that really, really works. I suspect when both band of vocalists came together to start working on this, Gale, they were continually surprising each other playing around with this musical chemistry. It's clearly a step step sideways and has opened up a fabulous new musical palette for both band and vocalist. The song from the EP called Do It For Nothing, available via Bandcamp and released through the Melbourne indie label Hope Street Recordings, chosen today, was the first single lifted, and it's called Surrey Hills. Clearly a wordplay on the Sydney suburb of Surrey Hills, it's a little cracker of compelling alternative soul sweetness with a dark and I think a little bit of a paranoid edge. Check out the Australian tour dates for Cactus Channel and Sam Cromack, which I'll put up on the Curve Radio Facebook page, where, and I'm excited by this, they'll also be joined by other curvy faves from Melbourne, Frida, as the support. They're playing in Brisbane, and I've got my ticket for the Brisbane gig already. I'm really looking forward to this. Cactus Channel have been up here a couple of times, but I've never been able to make a gig, so I'm looking forward to that. So, curvies, this is Surrey Hills from the Cactus Channel with Sam Cromack.
The word that lights the sign up, the fool across the corner. I try to get away with it. I try to just get on with it. The word that lights the sign up, you say you can kind of eyebrow. I try to get away with it. And awesome for a neighbor, cause you can view the paintings, but never step inside.
All I had was you. Oh.
the very beautiful Agnes Obel. And, yes, a track called Golden Green. And I was just looking at the concerts. That was from her last album, Citizen of Glass. I think it was released last year. And the concert dates, my goodness me, it goes on for pages and pages and pages. And the whole first set are all sold out. So if you want to go and see Agnes Obel and she comes to your place, I'd book early if I were you because she's very popular. Two concerts at the Philharmonie in Paris, sold out, the 13th and 14th of May. And then in Toulouse in France, that's sold out on the 16th of May. On the 17th of May in Bordeaux, sold out. On the 19th of May in Reims, R-E-I-M-S, they've still got some tickets. That's been put on by La Magnifique Society. In Liège in Belgium, at the Forum, there's tickets available. In the Netherlands, sold out the first night. Second night, you can still get tickets. And then in Cologne, she goes to Germany and Prague and Vienna and Budapest and Poland and Germany and London at the Roundhouse and Dublin and Glasgow. That is, wow. It goes on and on. I can't read it all for you. We'll be here all morning. If you want to go and see her, check her out because she could be coming near you. She's going to Portugal, Luxembourg. So check it out. Agnes Obel. And she's touring from now until so far, the 19th of July. And that's almost every day. I don't know how she does it. Someone else who's doing a lot of touring at the moment, Paris Stella, has a new album out as well. He's going to be in, it's next month as well, in Budapest. And check him out as well. I can't tell you them all, and they're all very, very, very difficult names for this little Aussie girl who isn't very good at accents and names. But I do know my music. This is Paris Stella.
I'm going to do that and give me a mojo hand.
Yep, Lightning Hopkins.
I'm gonna fix my woman so she can the rubber man. Cold brown was my bed last night for my pillow too. Cold brown was my bed last night.
Yes, Power of Stella with Lightning Hopkins. And I think all that sort of stop-start glitchy sort of stuff was actually glitch that they now put in on tracks. The track was called The Burning Spider. And the tour by Power of Stella, if you want to check him out, it is also called The Burning Spider Tour. You are on The Curve as we broadcast live around Australia via the Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes. This is a track from Viviana Vega. Introduced us to this, Viviana Vega. It's a track that was released by a band who were put out last month on the Motto label. This is Viva Sherry, who were formed in 2000 in Kyoto, Japan. They've released two albums across Japan, and then it says in their press thing, live activity was suspended from 2010. But on March 3rd, 2016, they were back. And now they have this new 10-inch analog record released through Motto, and I think you can get it digitally as well. Viva Sherry. Last time we played the Chocolat track of theirs. Very interesting band.
big and jumpy.
Viva Sherry. Here on the curve as we ease our way towards our hookup in New York with Clotilde, who, as I mentioned before, we usually speak to in Paris, but she's in New York at the moment, so we're going to go there and play some drummers, because she sent me a note saying, the most exciting thing I've seen in New York at the moment are all drummers, so I'm going to play all drummers. So we're going to have all drummers from Clotilde very, very soon. But before we get there, another little taste of what Clotilde does.
Maloisi Yanoe Nayuma. Shaumi Azueno. Kalosa Wiano Shelua. No Maieno Seri. City alone.
Je cherchais sur le toit des montagnes,
sur le toit du monde, sur le toit des mots, dans le toit du monde, dans les toiles et sur les pinceaux. Dans les pinces de crabe et sous les mottes de terre, j'ai cherché, dans le souffle chaud, la chanson que je pourrais te chanter pour notre anniversaire. Et c'est au bout de mes doigts que j'ai trouvé ces bouts de mots, ces bouts d'émoi qui, sans effroi, parlent de toi et de moi. Ombre du délice, teintée de cacao, aussi riche qu'une nuit bleue à fond. Chanette's least tender lies, shades of blue, like cocoa moon, rich as the night I grow. Lovers in blood of water glide, where stopping eyes slowly subside, shades of blue, like cocoa moon, rich as the night I grow.
Who is, as I mentioned, in New York at the moment, but she will be back in France by the 10th of May, because she's going to be playing in her duet of Madeleine and Salomon at the Versailles Jazz Festival on the 10th of May. You are on Curved Radio with Gail.
I'm a girl to you, but I'm queer for you. Queer for life, queer paradise. I'm a boy to you, but I'm queer for life. Queer for life, queer paradise. I'm a lesbian to you, but I'm queer for life. Queer for life, queer paradise. I'm gay to you, but I'm queer for life. Queer for life, queer paradise. I'm straight to you, but I'm queer for life, queer for life, queer paradise. I'm queer for you, and I'm queer for life, queer for life, queer paradise.
Thank you.
DJ Brown Boy James. And I just stumbled across that somewhere on the internet and thought, it's interesting. And discovered that they're actually a collective of people. It's actually a radio show. It sounds like it's a bit of a cousin to the Curve as well, because it's set up to showcase the work of artists, producers, writers, and serving as a community of people for the fans of the music. Brown Boy James's Saturday Night Dance Party, your number one radio show with more dance music. So there you go. And I have no idea where I found it, but very interesting. Now, what do we do? Belgian jazz band.
Well, I never really had a home. I used to live in hotels. The Beat Hotel. The Beat Hotel was a hotel in Paris. Just off the Place Saint-Michel in the Latin Quarter.
Dans le quartier latin.
Exactly, so romantic. Allen Ginsberg used to live there. Allen Ginsberg used to live Madame Rachou.